Senate will come to order. Would all senators indicate their presence by voting? The secretary take the roll.
The roll shows 12 members present. Senators Poland and Tillian are excused from a call of the Senate today.
Senator Rohde's office called my office and left word that he will be in on the 11:30 flight. He got delayed in some manner. I don't really know any more about it than that. Our chaplain today is Johnny Reimer of the Auk Bay Bible Church.
Let's pray. Our God and Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord, we come to present ourselves as our needs to you. We thank you for the benefits and blessings that come to us in your hand and mercy. We thank you for the difficult times that you have allowed to come into our lives, for they have revealed our limitations and our dependence upon you and one another. We thank you for the tasks and responsibilities which have been assigned to us, for they have been a means of discovering the ability to strength. We recognize today that life is often not a fixed place. We need to think to man himself. Our knowledge and experience will end. We thus now would pray that wisdom would be granted to us that they each speak properly. Deliver us from the smug and complacent attitude which can so blur the image of reality. Grant us the peace and satisfaction of filling ourselves properly and trusting our God and faith.
Certification of the journal.
I wish to certify to the correctness of the journal for the 113th legislative day.
Senator Coletta.
I move an unanimous consent that the journal for the 113th legislative day be approved and certified.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, it's so ordered. Introduction of guests. Messages from the governor.
Message of April 28. Dear Mr. President, I have read the following resolution and I'm transmitting the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 87, annulling the regulation of the Department of Environmental Conservation relating to drinking water. Legislative Resolve Number 19, sincerely J.S. Hammond, Governor. Messages of April 28 and May 1. I have signed the following bills and transmitted the enrolled and engrossed copies to the Lieutenant Governor's office for permanent filing. House Bill Number 704, making an appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources, Division of Land and Water Management, and providing for an effective date, Chapter 37, SLA 1978. House Bill Number 877, making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Labor, Industrial Safety, State Inspection, and providing for an effective date, Chapter 38, SLA 1978. Senate Bill Number 464, amended, relating to regional educational attendance area school board elections, and providing for an effective date, Chapter 39, SLA 1978. House Bill Number 783, amended Senate, special appropriation to the Alaska State Council on the Arts, and providing for an effective date, Chapter 40, SLA 1978. Free Conference Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 780, making special appropriations to the Department of Health and Social Services for lump sum grants to alcoholism programs in the state, and providing for an effective date, Chapter 41, SLA 1978. Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 795, making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Community and Regional Affairs for the benefit of the Fairbanks Town and Village Association for Development Incorporated, and providing for an effective date, Chapter 42, SLA 1978. Sincerely, J.S. Hammond, Governor. That is all the messages from the Governor, Mr. President.
Senator Curtulo.
May we refer it to introduction, guests?
Without objection, you have the floor, sir.
Mr. President, I have a note from Senator Sackett, but it's a group here from Eagle. Chaperone a number of students, and I wonder if Chaperone will introduce the students in itself.
Thank you, sir. My name is David Evans. I'm the principal of the high school there, and I have 15 of the high school youngsters with us today. Part of them are over in the house. We thought if we divided our forces, we could be able better to conquer the opposition. This is Lisa Ostrander on the right, David Dahmer, Dean Ostrander, Charles Ostrander, which is our, who is our bus driver and our maintenance person, and also a parent, and Roger David, and this is Delena.
Any further introduction of guests? We will revert to the daily order of business.
There are no messages from the House, Mr. President.
Communications?
There are no communications.
Standing committee reports.
The Commerce Committee has had Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 92, Use of State Funds for Air Transportation, and the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Bradley and concurred in by Senator Sumner and Hackney. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 92 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has had Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 95, declaring a day of hope, and reports it back as follows. Senator Hackney signed due pass and concurred in Senator Ziegler, Senator Bradley, Senator Willis. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 95 has no further referral.
Rules.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has had Senate Bill Number 447, General Obligation Bonds for Capital Improvements to School Facilities, and recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 447 with a new title, and a majority of the committee reports it back without recommendation. Senator Hackney signed due pass. Senators Willis, Bradley, and Ziegler signed no recommendation. Senate Bill Number 447 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Commerce Committee has had Senate Bill Number 592, Lifeline Electrical Service to Residential Consumers of Electrical Energy, and the committee reports it back without recommendation. The report was signed by Senator Bradley, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Sumner and Ray. Senate Bill Number 592 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Commerce Committee has had Senate Bill Number 593, Special Appropriation to Residential Electrical Energy Lifeline Rate Fund, and the committee reports it back without recommendation. The report was signed by Senator Bradley, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Sumner and Ray. Senate Bill Number 593 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has had committee substitute for House Bill Number 901, Supplemental Appropriation to Department of Health and Social Services, Community Developmental Disabilities, Family Support, and the committee recommends it do pass. The report was signed by Senator Hackney, Chairman, and concurred in by Senators Bradley, Willis, and Ziegler. Committee substitute for House Bill Number 901 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. That is all the standing committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
Special committee reports.
There are no special committee reports or resolutions this morning.
Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 611, by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, entitled, An Act Making a Special Appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities, Division of Facilities Planning and Research, Air Cushion Vehicle Project, and providing for an effective date.
Commerce and Finance. Very well. At this stage,
interest of expediting, that's a whole new program, and I'd like to
Senator Bradley, we can't have three referrals on this. Would you waive referral, Commerce Committee referral, sir?
Mr. President, I'll waive referral.
The referrals will be the State Affairs and Finance.
That is all the Senate bills this morning, Mr. President.
We have no calendar today. Do we have any unfinished business?
There's no unfinished business this morning.
Any member? Special orders. Announcements. Under announcements, we had planned to have a chairman's meeting today. However, we had one Friday. There's only been one working day intervene. The primary reason for having the committee meeting today was at Senator Curtula's request because he could not be here last Friday. Senator Poland could not be here today. We went ahead last Friday. I have conferred with Senator Kutula and given him briefly the results of last Friday's meeting, and feel that, and he concurs with me, I believe, that a meeting today of the committee chairman would not, would perhaps not be the best use of the chairman's time. They should better otherwise use it because of the, as I say, only one work day has intervened. Except, well, there was work done over the weekend by some of the committees, I know. But we'll have a chairman's meeting probably the latter part of the week or the first of next week. That concludes that announcement. Any other announcements? Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, the Senate Commerce Committee will meet this afternoon at 1:30 in 207 this building to consider SCR 83, ownership of satellite earth stations in rural Alaska. Committee is substitute for House Bill 786, Alaska Securities Act of 1959, and House Bill 703, Savings Association.
Any other announcements? Senator Holman.
Mr. President, the Judiciary Committee meets on the criminal code again. We're going to finish the sections on weapons and explosives, and then the general provisions of the code, solicitation, attempt, accomplice, liability, justification, culpability. The Attorney General, the Commissioner of Public Safety, and the Chief Prosecutor, Dan Hickey, will be before the committee to express their concerns about the bill. At 7:30 tonight at the Juno Douglas High School, the lobbyists and the legislatures engage in basketball.
Any further announcements? Senator Coletto.
I move an action item to consent to Senate adjournment for 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.